Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're talking with Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch about a year in review on the city of Knoxville. Mr. Mayor, if you could describe 2015 in Knoxville in one word, how would you describe it?
I think the best word to sum it up, Tony, would be eventful.
Tell us about some of the things that you believe made the 2015 year eventful for Knoxville.
Well, I've got a list here. I've got the long list. There are just lots of different things happened, some good and some not so good. To start out with, streetscape was finally completed. It was nice to finally put that to rest. Downtown looks wonderful. I'm happy to have that done and completed. Section 42 housing is completed. That's starting to fill up. It's nice to see that. They said there's quite a need for that. There's lots of people on a waiting list of certain houses out there, so that's great to see. Wayfinding signs were installed just during the summertime. I've heard so many good positive comments about the wayfinding signs throughout town. So there was definitely a need there, and I'm glad to see that happen. We met with some engineers on the railroad port possibilities out on the east end of town, just talking about some of the possibilities in the future, what that could look like, what that could mean to the community. So the possibilities out there are great, and I'm excited about that. So I hope to see that come to fruition someday. Growth in Knoxville. Weiler has had a huge expansion this year. 3M is expanding. The hospital's renovating. Library's expanding. We passed that during the last election. That's great for the library. So they're working now on fundraising, what they can do to raise the other half of that money and see where that goes. So I'm excited about the library. All those things are great. That's a big plus for our community. With that comes the housing thing, and we all know what happened with that. The city council tried to take a swipe at fixing the housing issue. We just recently quit that process. We had to put a stop to that. There was a petition by the public, so we stopped that purchase. I still do think there's a need for housing. So in some way, in some form, in the future, I hope we can pursue that and fill that niche here in the community. One of the unfortunate things that happened again would be the city manager. We lost our city manager throughout the year. Right now we have Aaron Adams as our interim city manager filling in. Aaron's doing a wonderful job. He was put into a tough spot, lots of things going on. The entire staff up there has done a great job. They've all been working very hard to try to keep up. We are in the process, like I said, trying to find a city manager. Right now, that process has been put on a hold a little bit due to the election with the new council. We have three new council members coming in. We were not sure where that process would go with three new council members. So it's on hold now until the first of the year until we decide what direction the council wants to go, if they want to continue with the search firm to find a new city manager or go another direction. That's up to them. Another unfortunate event, we had a rare tornado in November that struck the town. As unfortunate as it was, I was also very thankful that nobody was injured. It's amazing to see something come through town like that and do so much destruction, and yet nobody was seriously injured. And so I'm very thankful for that.
What are some things that the citizens of Knoxville may be able to expect in 2016?
Well, I hope that we continue the city manager search. I think that's a very vital position for our community, and I would like to get that done as quickly as possible, and we need to move forward with that. So whether it's a search firm or not, whatever direction they feel like they want to go, I just hope that moves forward and we can find somebody for that position and move on in that regard. Again, I do think housing is an issue. I've talked to several businesses throughout town that they feel like they need housing for their employees. And so I do hope that in some way, shape, or form, we can resolve that problem.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.